South Carolina.
Good morning. Good morning, South Carolina. Good morning. My name is Benita, and I'm here in New Jersey. Praise God. This is Bless Someone Today, Tuesday, Acts 20:35, where Father tells us that it is more blessed to give than to receive. Amen. We are ministers in the marketplace. We thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you all. I will now turn the call over to our host. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good morning, Sister Benita. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. I love you, and you can take it away.
Love you more. Good morning, everyone. Bless someone today, Tuesday. Well, I bless you in the name of Jesus. This is Robin Wilson here in New Jersey, and what a wonderful morning it is, and it's just a blessing to be on this call with each and every single one of you. And we welcome you to the Master's Call, this awesome, awesome call that God has blessed us with because of Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And the reason being is he wanted his people to be able to be enriched, to be enhanced, and to be empowered before they started their day. And that was the mission statement that he put in the heart of the founders of this call on October 25th, 2010. So we truly are blessed. And the scripture that we stand on is in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So just as the minister said, we are going to bless someone today, Tuesday. We are going to hear the word of God. We are going to receive the word of God. And we will go ahead and share that with someone when we get off the call today. Our call is Monday through Friday, every single day of the week. And we start at 7 Central Standard Time. We also have an email address for you. And our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. The Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. And you can bless us any day of the week by sending us your praise reports. Let us know what's going on with you. Let us know what God is doing in your life and in the lives of other individuals whose lives you are in enriching, enhancing, and empowering. Glory to God. If you want to also be a prayer intercessor, we would love to hear from you. We would love to have you join our family and pray with us, because God's word is true, and his word goes forward powerfully, and it changes things in our lives and in the lives of those that we intercede on. Also, if you just want to let us know, if you would just like to send a word of encouragement or hear from Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa, or any of us on the call, just try to drop us a quick note. And again, that is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And also, us being a blessing because of the co-founders of this call, we even have a website for you. You can go to our website and listen to every single one of the messages. And our website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And because we are blessed men and women of God, the thread that brought us together, many of us here on this call, we happen to be Artists International distributors. And Artists International is a Christian health and wellness company started by the Diaz de Leon family. And they truly have blessed us as we go forward and bless others, letting them know that they can live healthy by utilizing our products, sharing them with others. We have reshaping garments. We have, oh my gosh, coffee, nutritional products. We have so much. So distributors, don't forget to go to your back office. Take a look at what's going on. I'm sure many of our visitors and our family members that may not be a distributor, you've heard about Transform 90. Get back to the person that invited you to the call and let them tell you about all of these great products and what Artists International is all about. Now, we are going to Bless Someone Tuesday. Yes, we are, but we're going to start off with prayer. So I'm going to call one of our anointed women of God to come forward and open us up in prayer. Minister Tammy, are you there?
Minister Robin, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Good morning. Father God, we come before your throne this morning, your heavenly throne of grace, Father God, thanking you for just another day, Lord God, for seeing us through. Father God, we want to thank you for this master's call this morning. Father God, we want to thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. C.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father God, we thank you for their obedience, for their faithfulness. We thank you that we can take from the fruits of their labor, Father God, and we know that this is not in vain. Lord God, we ask you to bless each and every caller on this line, Lord, the Artist International family, the Diaz de Leon family, the founders, of Father God, that brought us all together, Lord, listening to your will, Father God. We come, oh, Father God, ready to hear a word on this morning. God, we ask you to download into the speaker, Lord God. We know that you've already done it, giving them a rhema word for this time, for this season, oh, Father God, to lead us to the throne, to open doors to the kingdom, oh, Father God, for others. Lord God, we bind the hand of the enemy on today and say, declare that there is no distraction. There is no disturbance, oh, Father God. There will be no penetration to this call, Father God. There will be no hindrance to block the word from coming forth on this morning. God, we come forward with open hearts, ready to receive and ready to hear the word that comes straight from you. Father God, we ask this prayer and declare and decree it to be so in the name of Jesus. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Tammy, for clearing the airways and getting us prepared to receive the word of God. Well, we are truly going to be blessed today by one of our anointed women of God. She is a prayer intercessor here with the TMC family. She is a mom, a mother of three beautiful children. She is also an artist distributor. She loves to travel, and she's also a travel consultant. She's a member of the Whatcoat United Methodist Church in Dover, Delaware. And Minister LaShawn loves God. She is so excited to see what God is doing in her life and how he is using her to change the lives of others. And first and foremost, as she says, she loves the Lord and she loves to serve him. And she's glad that he is directing her path and leading her into greatness. So at this time, I bring to you our sister in Christ, Minister LaShawn. Are you there?
Good morning. Praise God. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you, sister.
Amen. Good morning, TMC family. Thank you, Sister Benita, for greeting us this morning. I love that that you gave us this morning. Thank you, Sister Tammy, for opening us up in prayer and clearing the airwaves. I also hope that God heard your prayer with no interference because my children are still in the house and, you know, we were preparing for work in school. So you hear a little teeny bit of noise in the background, that may be them, but amen. We know that God is going to see us through and it's going to be uninterrupted. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, our Mama Eagle. We love you so much. And Dr. PK, we love you too. And thank you for the platform that you have given us for each and every morning, Monday through Friday, to be able to hear the word from so many sisters and brothers who love the Lord and sold out to him. We thank you so much for choosing the option for us to be able to hear the calls that are downloaded since inception of this call. But most of all, we want to thank our Father. Thank you so much for allowing us to be vessels, to be ministers in the marketplace. So I'm going to go ahead and start the word this morning. And today, I'm coming to you letting you know that we all have priorities. Yes, all of us, each and every one of us, myself and all of us on this line, we all have priorities. And today's message is a changed life requires new priorities. So now let's look at that and think about that. If we're going to serve God, if we're going to give reverence to him, if we're going to tell everybody about the good news, we have to change our priorities. We cannot, absolutely cannot say we're going to be ministers in the marketplace, spread the good news, but then turn around and still have worldly behaviors. Example, most of us, if not all, are on social media. And I made a post asking how can an evangelist be on a social media site and cursing and putting up pictures and videos that emulate worldly activities. If we are going to preach the gospel, if we are going to praise God, and if we are going to be ministers in the marketplace, yes, he knows that we're going to fall short to his glory. Yes, he knows that we are sinners, and that's why he gave his son to die for our sins so we can have everlasting life. But we don't want to play on that. We don't want to say, okay, I could go to church on Sunday and cuss like a sailor Sunday night and then do all the worldly things that I want to on Monday and then ask forgiveness again next Sunday. As Christians, we have to intentionally have new priorities. And like our Mama Eagle said on one of her series, they can't be our priorities. They can't be our choices. They can't be our thoughts. They have to be godly thoughts. So I'm going to give you a little story. I think I'm going to become the storyteller of TMC. But sometimes when we give stories that can kind of enhance what the word is, amen, it can kind of give you a better understanding as to what we're saying. So a young man was getting ready to graduate from college. This is the actual true story. I don't know this young man, but this young man was getting ready to graduate from college. And for many, many, many months, he admired this beautiful car. And he asked his father one day, you know, I want to pick out a gift that will show your appreciation and my hard work. And he knew his father could well afford it, and he kept hinting around that that is all he wanted. So as graduation day approached, the young man awaited signs that his father purchased the car, but his father gave him none. Finally, on the morning of his graduation, he called his father into his private study. His father told him, "Son, I am so proud of you. It is so wonderful to have such a fine son with godly principles," and told him how much he loved him. And he handed his son this beautiful wrapped box. Curious about it, but somewhat disappointed, the young man opened the box and found a beautiful, lovely, leather-bound Bible. You know, the kind that even had the red letters when it shows you when Jesus started talking to us and had the tabs already pointed on it. So, you know, we don't have to go to the table of contents to find where Amos or Chronicles or any other, you know, book in the Bible would be. So the son looked at his father, stormed out the house, very angry, and said, "With all the money you have, with all the hard work that I've done, how dare you give me just a Bible?" So many years passed, and the young son became very successful just like his dad, and he had his own business, a beautiful home, a beautiful family, but realized that his dad was very old, and he should go see him. Well, when he finally took that priority to go see his father, he learned that his father passed away, and before he can make the arrangements, he received a telegram stating that all his possessions had been willed to him and for him to come immediately and take care of things. When he went to his dad's house with sadness and regret, he searched through his father's important papers and saw that new, fresh Bible that he gave to his son. The long and short is, when he opened up the Bible, he said, "Because we prayed for you, because we knew that you was going to be somebody and wanted you to keep God in your heart and in all your directions and steps, we wanted to give you this." And inside of the Bible, taped to his favorite Bible verse as a child, was a key that was taped to it and a tag of the graduation date. And the license tags were saying, "Paid in full." And basically, the moral of the story is he got the car. But most of all, he got the word of God, which would have directed his priorities to be of such that he would have continued being a man of God the way his father raised him. So the moral of the story is, how many times have we missed God's blessings because our priorities were not in order and they were not packaged as we expected them to be? We all woke up this morning with God's help, of course. But when we woke up, amen, we made a choice based on godly priorities. How do I know this? Because we are all on this beautiful Tuesday on this call. We could have chose social media. You could have been on the phone with a friend instead. You could have stayed asleep. You might have been listening to the Strawberry Letter on a radio show. But instead, you are listening to God's love letter and how he wants you to bless someone else instead. Amen. So we are going to talk about priorities. And whether you think about it or not, we all live according to priorities. A priority is something that has first precedence or importance in your life. It is those things that we place higher value on rather than other things. The Bible is a book of priorities. It's God's priority to us and our priority to him. If we picked up the Bible as many times as we may have picked up a Zane book or a bestseller, we will see that the Bible eloquently spells out our priorities. Our priorities are spelled out so simply that all we have to do is be open and receptive. How would you feel if you went on a flight and a pilot came on and said, ladies and gentlemen, I got good news for you and a little bit of bad news. The bad news is that we're lost, but the good news is we're making excellent time. Excellent time going where? There were no priorities. A ship cannot have any importance if its priorities are not set, and that's the directions. Our directions are given by God. He wants us to have good, orderly direction. He wants us to use his GPS, not ours. It's wise to examine where we are heading in our life. Where is our life leading? Is there any difference between God's plan in our life and our own goals? And will the road that we are on lead us to heaven or to hell? God has planted eternity in a human heart. Ecclesiastes 3:11 in the New Living Translation says, we've been created with a spiritual thirst that nobody and nothing can satisfy but God. That emptiness makes us search for what we're missing. So we need to read God's love letters to us. Paul's letters in the New Testament encourage us to examine our priorities in life. Is our main goal pleasing ourselves or our main goal pleasing God? Paul says that pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, and patience. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold eternal life to which you are called. And that's in 1 Timothy 6:11 through 12. He tells us this because there's going to be some time of testing at Judgment Day when God is going to say, amen, my good and faithful servant. What have you done while you were on that earth? And what is God going to say when he sees you? Will he say, well done? Or will he turn away with his mouth bitter and say, I know you not? So you see, just making a living, having children, or making a living and caring for others is good, but are we doing it with godly principles, and are we putting priorities first? God tells us to lay all your treasures up in heaven, to do good, be rich in good deeds, and be generous and willing to share. This way, when we lay our treasure up as a foundation up there, we have something to go to. That is the reason why it is important to tithe. That is the reason why it's important to give your talents to the church. That's why it is so important to have priorities and do what they say, each one teach one, because you can't keep it unless you give it away. God wants us to do the right thing, and he warns us to take a good look at our priorities. Making ourselves number one is not your top priority. Sometimes, if not all the time, other people must come first. And I'm going to say that in all love and sincerity. It cannot always be about me, me, me. I. It's all about me. I come first. Yes, you must go out there and put yourself first when you have to get a job and do all the right things. But then do you keep it all to yourself? No, you give back. You give back to people of God. You give back to everybody. We are all God's children. It cannot be all about you and none of anyone else. So be careful the way you plant. Be careful, though, to your ways. You may have planted much but harvest little. And I remember like saying before in another sermon that you cannot sow seeds if they're going to grow weeds. You have to sow godly seed for you to have a healthy harvest. Making yourself number one does not bring contentment, and God warns us about that. That's why the Lord Almighty say, be careful as to what your thoughts are. You have planted much but harvest little. You may eat but never have enough. You may drink but never have fill. You may put on your clothes, but you may not be warm, and you may earn wages only to put them in a purse with holes in it. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Be careful in your thoughts and ways, in Haggai 1:5-7 in the New International Version. When Judgment Day comes, I believe that God will check us, okay? He's going to check us on a few principles and priorities that we have may set in our lifetime. He's going to want to know, what did you do on your schedule? Okay, he's going to want to know, how much time did you invest for others? What have you done for others? What have you done for your community? What have you done for your church? But most of all, what have you done to show that you are a Christian? He wants to know that. He wants to know, what are we spending? Nothing that we have is ours, for God given us everything that we own, from the clothing on our back to the money in our pocket. And he wants to know, what did we spend? Will he be shameful of us? Will he say, oh my gosh, yes, sister or brother so-and-so, you had a beautiful home out there on the mountains or out there by the water. And oh yes, you had the finest of china, and you had the finest of cars, and you had, you know, 200 Egyptian thread sheets, you know, while others may have slept on burlap. And yes, 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 child, you may have had all the wonderful shoes and taken all the great trips and all have that. But what have you done for your church? What priority have you set? Did you found a charitable donation that you could have given on a weekly or monthly basis? Have you found a family member that may not have been doing as well as you and been able to bless them with a meal or maybe even an outfit or something that they may not have afforded? Or did you give back to your church and tithe not 1%, not 0.5%, but 10% of your wages? Did you do that? If not, your checkbook, and I don't mean the checkbook for Wells Fargo or TD Bank, but your checkbook is a record of what priorities you had in life. And how is your checkbook going to balance in the kingdom of heaven? Amen. I don't know who I'm talking to, but really think about that. Think about our mandate about tithing. Our spending reveals our priorities, preparing us for the final exam that Jesus Christ is going to have on us. Remember, you can have all the riches and treasures in the world. You can have everything in the world. I'm paraphrasing this from Peter. But you, what good is it if it does not lead you to the kingdom of heaven? What good is it if you are going to perish in a silver or gold-plated casket with no eternal life? Amen. You want to make sure you can store your treasures where you can be able to reap and love them while you are in heaven, where moths and rust cannot destroy them and thieves cannot break and steal them. You know, my grandmother, I remember, you know, bless her heart, my dad's mom, Ella, we used to call her Mama. She said, when I die, I want all my diamonds and all my pearls and the deed to my house and all my golden shoes and my casket along with my son, because my dad was cremated. And, you know, yeah, you want to take that with you, but what you going to do with it? You know, God has his own kingdom and blessings and riches up there for us. He don't need ours. He's got that. So what I'm trying to say is, if you know that you're well-to-do, amen, then if you don't have children or family members you could donate to your church. If you don't have a church home, find one. But I'm pretty sure that somebody on this earth can benefit from what you have, opposed to the thieves that can ruin and take what you have. And lastly, your speech will be judged. Again, are you the type of Christian that's going to scream amen and hallelujah on Sunday, and by the time you get out of church, you sound like a sailor and nobody has any remembrance of you going to church? Or are you going to be the type of Christian, amen, that's going to know that you may fall short to the glory of God, but amen, you'll be able to repent and be able to be held accountable without spewing venom in the person's face that's trying to correct you? You know, if I know that I may have done or said something that wasn't God-like, because I do not walk on water, and if I ever profess to, please remind me that my name is not Jesus and does not start with a J and end with the S. But if I do something, I know that Mama Eagle is going to call me on it. I know that our songbird, Tiffany, Princess Acronym, is going to call me like, no, sister, that may not have been right. Or I know that Robin, our prayer general, is going to be like, you know, amen, sis, that was nice. However, you know, kind of do this. Constructive criticism is something that we all can do something about. We all can use constructive criticism. So with that, our speech will be judged. Our actions will be judged. say thank you and amen. And back to you, Minister Robin, and have a wonderful day, TMC family.
Amen, amen. Powerful word. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Mr. Shaw. Prioritize, put others first. So many good nuggets in there. Please listen to the callback number 1712 with say hi, same PIN number, or go to our website.
I believe we have Robin has, we have dropped Robin's call, but I'm going to go ahead and close this out in prayer. What a powerful message, Minister LaShawn. Thank God. I thank God for you and for blessing us this morning. And just that was a pinch for me, and so I thank you for allowing me to know that if I get my priorities straight, then God will take care of the rest. God bless you. Let us bow in prayer. Most gracious and everlasting Father, we thank you because you are our shepherd and we shall not want. Search our hearts and our minds and our spirits, oh God, and remove anything in us that is not of you, Father. Help us, Father God, to be your warriors, your soldiers on the front line, oh God. Father God, we pray that as we go out this day that we will be those ministers in the marketplace that you would have us to be. I pray that you would continue to bless each and every TMC family member on the line this morning, oh God. I pray for increase in their lives, Father God, that you would increase in them as they decrease, Father God, so that you will come first, Father God. Your word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us. So we come right now in the name of Jesus, lifting ourselves up to you, Father God, that you would fill us, Father God, with things that only you can fill us with, God. I pray right now for Keenan as he is in his internship. I pray that you would bless him abundantly, oh God. For Joe Dickerson, I pray that you would allow healing to come into his body right now in the name of Jesus. For LaTanya, I pray that you will remove discouragement from her heart and her mind in the name of Jesus. I pray for the Preston family and for Marie Preston, for every single Platinum in Artists International, for every leader in Artists International, from the advisor all the way up, Father. I pray that you would transform not only our bodies, but our minds, our souls, our spirits, and our finances, oh God. I pray for Sylvia that you would intervene on her behalf in the name of Jesus, Father. I just thank you for this day that you have made, and no matter what it looks like, no matter what it is, Father God, we will rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you for Richard Gordon. I pray, Father God, for salvation for his life, for Howard Harrington, oh God. I just pray that you would continue to allow him to see many more years, Father. Keep his family in the name of Jesus. For Daryl, I pray that you would continue to show him new opportunities. For all the graduates, oh God, I pray that you would continue to just protect them and cover them with your blood as they go from middle school to high school and from high school to college and maybe from kindergarten to first grade. Wherever it is that they're going, I pray that they would go with you and you would go with them, oh God. And I pray that this will be a great day as we celebrate you and as we celebrate the Master. We thank God for this opportunity. In Jesus' name I pray. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for closing us out in prayer. Minister Benita, thank you for greeting the people. And also, Minister Tammy, thank you for opening us up in prayer. And to you, Minister LaShawn, thank you for that powerful word. Each and every single one of the Master's Call family, we thank you, we bless you. We want to make sure that you'll be able to hear the message. So go back to the playback number, dial it, listen to it, or go to our website and listen to the message. Go out into the world today. Bless someone today, Tuesday. Be that minister in the marketplace, and we will speak with you tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye for now.